The over 2,500-kilometer-long power transmission project connects the Amazon rainforest to the north and Rio de Janeiro to the south. Once completed, it will provide electricity for 18 million people. The construction is difficult, not only because of the complicated natural environment in the Amazon rainforest, but also the world's most recognized environmental regulations in Brazil.Cai Hongxian, head of the Brazil branch of State Grid of China, says the complicity of the local environment and laws is their first challenge.
We operate as sole proprietorship. In that case, we need to adapt to the local laws and regulations, such as the environmental impact assessment and the regulations of land expropriation. These pose a great challenge. Brazilian land is privatized.And we need to negotiate with the landlord wherever the routes pass. We've spent 3 years to work out these issues.
Now the project is moving along smoothly, and it is expected that the entire line will be completed 2 months ahead of schedule. Li Jinzhang, the Chinese ambassador to Brazil, says the UHV technology has become a made-in-China business card, injecting strong impetus for cooperation between China and Brazil in various fields.
This Brazilian project is the first time China applies UHV transmission technology in the overseas project. The construction of this project opened a new historical stage. It marks the made in China UHV technology and other high-end technologies were recognized by the world. Through the Belmont project, Brazil governmententerprises and local people have expressed its goodwill and strong interest in deepening mutually beneficial and win-win cooperation in this field.
Manuela Franco, Brazil Energy and Mining Minister, speaks highly of this project and stresses the significance of this collaboration between the companies of the two countries.
The implementation of the Belmonte project will help increase the economic growth of Brazil and promote the integration of resources. The rich hydropower resources in the northern region can be transported to the main market of energy consumption in the southeast. This is the result of a joint effort between the Brazilian Electric Power Company and the State Grid of China, demonstrating the great potential of pragmatic cooperation between the two countries.
The Belmonte Phase 2 project has not only promoted the local socio-economic development in Brazil, but also led to an import of Chinese UHV technology equipment worth nearly 5 billion yuan. The State Grid of China is striving to expand its local business by seeking cooperation with European and Brazilian electronic equipment enterprises. For CRI, I'm Wang Longyan.